They enter the tournament having won 78% of their games through last season, a 42-12 record. Now they are 42-14 after dropping two straight games. So like Galesburg, a program trying to get it back together again. Thornwood last season, a 13-14 record under coach Marcus Alderson. And they come in again with a 5-4 record. Some wins, Brother Rice 74-45 at the Lincoln Way East Tournament. They beat Kenwood 56-38, Lincoln Way East 73-59, and a win over Thornton Fractional South 78-57. Then lost to Kankakee 64-61 and Chicago Heights 46-45 and fell to Dalton Thornridge also. And then a couple of losses along the way here. They lost in the opener to Normal Community 59-51. Came in 5-2. That made them 5-3. And then Rock Island of the Western Big Six knocked off Thornwood 57-49 in the game after Galesburg and Bishop Mack at the Shirk Center. So Thornwood 5-4. And we're told this could be very interesting. That some disciplinary issues, perhaps related to the stay at the hotel, may have five players out of this game against Galesburg. See how that pans out on the court, but that is the word rolling around the gymnasium. They are much weaker, obviously, without five players, many of them upper-class players, and they do have a very good basketball player, ironically named Michael Jackson, the tournament MVP in the Lincoln Way East Thanksgiving Tournament. He's been their main scorer so far in this tournament, averaging 11.5 points per ballgame. Galesburg trying to get off the slide. They are losers of two in a row, of course, very difficult to come back after a loss of the buzzer against Bishop McNamara, 47-46. Galesburg in this tournament, ice-cold shooting and free-throw shooting has also been a major problem. 6 of 18 in the game against Sterling, 12 of 21 in the game against Bishop McNamara, so a total of 18 out of 39 from the free-throw line. A lot of missed layups, a lot of misses all the way around. They've got to heat up in this game, and they're going to go 0-3, and would face Holloman with a loss. Holloman beaten by a team with just one win prior to the game, U-High, by a score of a convincing score, 59-44. So Holloman now 3-10 on the season. U-High 2-10, and the winner of this game plays U-High. Galesburg played U-High last season and fell in a very close game at the big gym here at Normal West, and eventually lost to Rock Island and Bishop McNamara in that order. So far, Sterling has gotten the streaks 49-30, Bishop Mack 47-46. You can see the offense has been almost invisible in the tournament. And then Thornwood, you know, it's a team that's going to be quick, typically run up and down the floor, and we'll see what happens with the aforementioned suspensions. More from Normal West coming up. Galesburg and Thornwood set to tip it off about 8.5 minutes from now. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Monday. Free coffee?
Yeah.
Monday.
Ooh.
Free coffee?
Yeah.
Monday.
Ooh.
Free coffee Monday? Thanks to McDonald's, Mondays just got a lot better. Get a free sample-size premium roast coffee every Monday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, limit one per customer per visit.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville. And by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Back at Normal West, ready for the tip-off here shortly of Normal West, or rather Thornwood and the Silver Streaks. We've learned the players who are out for Thornwood today, and there are some significant losses. Young man Dennis Johnson, a 6'5" center, scoring at 3 points a game in the tournament, one of those out. Marcus Wade, not a scoring threat. A 5'6" senior out for Thornwood. Joseph Hughes, a 6'4" senior, averaging 7 a game in the tournament. That's a substantial loss. And Nicholas Demas, a 6'3" junior, averaging 4 a game in the tournament. So their size, one other kid out, Travis Mays, a 5'7" senior. That leaves the tallest man in the mix at 6'2". Michael Jackson, Dorian Carradine, both 6'2", and Marvin Smith at 6'2". Other than that, they've lost their height thanks to suspension. So Galesburg, a game that certainly would be winnable when you lose everybody. You know, two guys averaging 7.5 a game in the tournament. Jarrell Combs, a 6-foot freshman. Arthur Wiley, a 5'11" senior, averaging 7.5. And Michael Jackson, 11.5. So most of the scoring punch out. Big losses there for Thornwood. And again, they fell in the opener to South Holland Normal Community. Did Thornwood 59-51, then lost to Rock Island 57-49. And, Jim, did they mention at all what was just disciplinary reasons at the hotel?
Yeah, something that went on at the hotel. We don't know what all that involves, but their coach was pretty disgusted, obviously. And, you know, if we don't win this game, I'm not sure when we're going to win another one, because this is a completely depleted Thunderbirds team that has had trouble scoring through the first couple of games of this tournament anyway. We watched them play part of that game with Rock Island the day before yesterday, and they were really having trouble putting the ball in the basket. But unless the Jackson kid, who's their leading scorer, who is playing, unless he has a huge game, it'd be hard to imagine how they could come out with a win here. But you know they're going to be up-tempo, a little bit different style than we've played a lot of teams this year. And I guess the key is to avoid getting in big foul trouble here. Don't put them at the free throw line. Give them any easy points. Make them earn everything, because we certainly have them outmanned. 6'2", their biggest player. They're 6'4 and 6'5 kids gone from the inside. And you figure about 15 points a game between the four guys that you mentioned gone out of a team that's not scoring a lot anyway. And so this certainly seems to favor the Silver Streaks heavily to be able to get their first victory down here in 2 years.
And again, Streaks trying to break a two-game losing streak. Did not win a game in the tournament last year, going 0-4. Won one game in the tournament the previous year. And so a good day, a good time to get it. If the Streaks win this ball game, they will come back and play at 5 o'clock against U-High. U-High at 2-10, certainly a winnable game. So it would be nice to get out of here with a couple of wins after a tough start. Played a very good Sterling team, losing by 19. Played a below-par Bishop McNamara team and lost it 47-46. It's a new day. We'll see what happens for the Silver Streaks. More to come on the pregame in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I can't believe after all these years you're going to do it.
I can't believe it either. But I asked my stylist not to use curlers today.
That granddaughter of yours has been quite an influence on you.
She emailed me a few pictures along with some suggestions of her own on how I could update my look. I found a style I thought would be fun to try.
Give me her email address. Think she can help me change my makeup?
My little miss once told me that just because I'm a mature woman doesn't mean I can't look cool.
Your granddaughter is a wise woman. This is Susan Meisinger. We're always finding ways to keep our senior residents young at Seminary Estates. You'll love being part of a community and doing cool things with people your age. We have our own beauty salon where you can hang out with the girls. Plus, we've added a workout area designed just for seniors. Stay current, stay fit, without having to go out in wintry weather. Seminary Estates in Galesburg, keeping seniors young. Isn't it time you made the move? To learn more, go to galesburg.info, keyword Seminary Village.
Back at Normal West, getting ready for Galesburg and South Holland Thornwood in the fifth-place consolation bracket game. At least could be that. Don't want to end up in the seventh-place consolation game. Holloman awaits there. After falling to U-High, 59-44, U-High just its second victory of the season. The winner of this game goes at 5 o'clock. The loser plays at 3:30. Galesburg High School girls basketball team playing at 1 o'clock at Normal Community High School against Bloomington. Galesburg falling to Morton. And Bloomington losing its game in the second round to Maine South, the team that Galesburg beat earlier this season. Semifinals in the tournament, De La Salle, the favorite, and Rockton Honitika under former Galesburg coach Mike Miller. Lake Forest beating Sterling and Normal Community High School, maybe the surprise of the semifinal round. The semifinals of the consolation bracket, Quincy Notre Dame, 17 three-point makes in their victory against U-High, against Grays Lake Central. Probably the favorite of the group, Bishop McNamara, will play Rock Island at 11:30 at the same time, or shortly after this game, over in the, quote, Big Gym. We'll bring you more, including today's starting lineups and the tip-off in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart breathe loves.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Back at Normal West, getting set to hear of the starting lineups in this game. Galesburg probably going to go with the regulars. It appears that way. Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Caleb Weaver, Tanner Libby, and Joe Mangieri. And Thornwood with a look of Jarrell Combs, Arthur Wiley, Michael Jackson, Nashe Turner, and Marvin Smith. Tip-off is next. Stay tuned. Silver Streaks boys basketball in Thornwood coming up next on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, celebrating the gift of life since 1909. A flood warning remains in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills until tomorrow night. Otherwise, sunny and blustery today with gusty winds, high 45. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 25. Partly sunny, windy Tuesday, high 45. Sunny and colder Wednesday and a high of 29. It's 40 degrees at Galesburg, Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Gold Fine and Bowls. Experience that wins in Galesburg and Peoria. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
We are underway. Thornwood wins the tip. And in the corner with the basketball now is Michael Jackson, their best player. A pull-up jumper from the right elbow, way off the mark, though underneath the rebound. Comes to Marvin Smith, whose putback is good. So Thornwood quickly on the board, 2-0 Thunderbirds with the lead. Galesburg breaking some pressure. Victor Davis brings it up. Pull-up jumper from the left wing. His shot long. Rebound tipped around. Victor fights for it. Fakes. Goes up underneath. This shot again, no good. And the rebound, if Thornwood wants to run, it goes into the hands of Nashe Turner. Thornwood with the basketball on the left side. We're on a table on the end of the basket where Thornwood's at, and a traveling violation as Combs tried to dribble drive and kick out to the first turnover of the game for Thornwood.
Pretty opposite approaches. Our last two opponents, Bishop Mack, a very, very disciplined well-drilled undermanned team. The Thornwood Club is going to be all over the court, up and down, and they're going to take some chances. They're going to turn it over, but they're also going to be real active on the board. So Streaks with a whole different look at their opponent today than what we had on Saturday.
Right wing beyond the three-point line, Dalton Davis looking inside. Up top, Libby, he's going to fire from 18, way off the mark. Rebound, though, put back, no good, a foul. Caleb Weaver on the glass, and that's the guy we got to get going. Averaging just 2 points a game in this tournament. 0-4 from the free throw line so far in the tournament. He's going to get a chance to write those low numbers.
Well, the big guys have a chance to win this game for Galesburg. As we said, Thornwood does not have much inside. 6'2", their biggest guy, and he's not meant to be a post player as Weaver misses the first free throw. But you got to think Victor Davis, Caleb Weaver, stand to have some real big mornings here if they play well. As we said, Weaver has not had a good tournament.
Second free throw, good by Caleb Weaver. Streaks came in shooting 18 of 39. They're on the board 2-1 Thornwood. And Galesburg looking to, they're going to fall back man-to-man defense as Arthur Wiley brings it up for South Holland Thornwood. He goes on the right wing to Combs, guarded by Dalton Davis. Beyond the three-point line, dribbles up to the top of the key, pulls it up. Right wing, the pass goes to Marvin Smith. Back up top to Combs. Combs just the freshman. And he'll set the offense again. It's a line on the weak side. He's at the top of it. On the left wing, a long jumper on the way, put up, no good. Offensive rebound by Williams, no good. And then a tie-up. Joe Mangieri ties up.
Some guy we don't have a number for.
I saw Turner in there. Is there another guy in there I don't have? No, it is Turner. That's who it was. I missed him off the list. But either way, Galesburg gets the ball back. The defense holds. Sloppy pass controlled by Tanner Libby. In the front court he comes. Dishes off, traveled before he could hit Weaver on the baseline. So a turnover on the Streaks. 2-1 remains the score.
Well, Thornwood's got a number. I thought they had a number 11 out
I thought
there.
So, too. I looked, and I'm thinking maybe it was Turner at 21.
21? Huh.
Yeah, I thought I saw the same thing. And I wouldn't surprise me if we do see some players we don't normally see with five guys out for Thornwood. Libby guarding the ball. The ball drills. Michael Jackson out on the left side, and the ball goes out of bounds. Some intense defensive pressure by Libby. Again, they're on the weak side, so a little tougher angle for us to see. From the tables, we sit on the opposite side of the baseline underneath one of the baskets. Table we obtained ourselves and chairs. Kind of helped ourselves in here. You better do it or you're not going to find a spot. Wiley with it, trying to use the screen, dumps it down on the baseline, driving Michael Jackson inside. The pass goes, shot missed by Wiley. Weaver, a strong rebound out of there. Here come the Streaks in transition. Joe Mangieri in the front court, spinning, pushes up, passes to Dalton Davis, top of the key. Man-to-man Thornwood defense. They're just going to get it up and go and play very aggressive behind the back dribble. Right wing, the pass goes to Libby. Inside Weaver, right block, spinning inside. Wild shot put up, no good. Rebound to Turner. Turner hit the deck for a moment. He gives it off to Jackson. Jackson on the left wing. Back up top. Jumper from 17. Put up no good by Marvin Smith, but an offensive rebound by Jackson. So they reset again. 2-1, 3 minutes into the game. Thornwood with the lead and the basketball. Not much happening on the scoreboard so far. Combs gets the ball in the right wing. Attacks the top of the key. Hook picks up the dribble. Goes out to Wiley. Now he rolls through the free throw line area. Behind the back pass. They get it on the right side to Marvin Smith. Up top, Combs put the basketball, directing traffic. Out to Wiley. Attacks right baseline. Shovel pass inside. Two guys, no spacing at all. Shot put up by Wiley. Blocked by Weaver. It comes back out to Jackson. Jumper on the baseline for Wiley from 15. No good. Boy, they like to tip it around. Dalton Davis comes out with it. Long pass to Mangieri. His shot blocked with a whistle after the shot. Maybe on the floor as Mangieri went into the padding underneath the basket.
Well, Thornwood, a little deceptive. They're showing Nashe Turner, number 21, listed at 5'9". No, he's standing next to Victor Davis, and he might be an inch shorter than Victor. So a little finagling with their numbers coming in here. They're not quite as short as maybe we had thought.
And Curry split the free throws. His first point of the tournament. 2-2 our score. The rebound pulled out of there by Turner. Got three boards already. They're all over the glass. They like to tip it around, and they can jump up. No doubt about it. Out on the right wing to Jackson, guarded closely by Libby. He gets the assignment of guarding the best offensive player on the other team. So far, he's done a good job. Jackson over on the left wing to Combs. Combs looking inside, nothing there. They go up top to Wiley. Combs and Wiley, the primary ball handlers for the Thunderbirds. Up top of the key, Manjuri guarding and really staying back off of Wiley. Now Wiley catches, kicks out on the baseline. Jackson, he's going to drive the middle with the left hand. Bunny hop in the lane, no good with the shot. Rebound chased down by Marvin Smith. He's been all over the place, four rebounds. Here's a shot put up by Combs on the left side, and down it goes. Terrell Combs gives Cornwood a 4-2 lead. And a kick as Manjuri tried to get it off to his guard, Nate Dalton Davis in the backcourt. Here comes Ferguson for the streaks.
Cornwood not shooting well, just 2 of 9 from the field, but they're getting a lot of second chance. They've had 4 offensive rebounds already in this first quarter. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks, as has been the case in this tournament, shooting very poorly from the field. They're 0-5 to start the game, 50% from the line at 2 out of 4. That's our only 2 points. We look for Ferguson and maybe Ricketts to be able to do some things today at the guard spot. This should be the tempo and style of game that might fit them a little better than what they've had in the past.
It's a 1-2-2 press by Thornwood, and Gillsburg breaks it. Libby, though, trying to get it inside to Victor Davis, stripped away. Turnover streaks, and then Libby, a good job to get back on defense to break up the fast break opportunity by tipping the ball out of bounds. So 2 turnovers on Gillsburg. Thunderbirds have the ball. Jackson underneath the basket. He's going to be the trigger man here. He looks for someone, finds a man in the left corner. Now up top, the ball goes into the hands of Wiley. Wiley working on the left wing against Pierce Ferguson, who's in the game. Ferguson averaging about 2.5 points a game in the tournament. 6 on the season. Right wing now, Jackson, triple threat position, looking for a man cutting through. Uses a screen set out there by Turner. Inside to Turner, the screen and roll shot good, and he traveled. Nice looking offensive play, the screen and roll, but traveled with the feet, and the Streaks get it back, 2 turnovers apiece. Here's Ferguson trying to get away from the trap. Gives to Victor Davis. Quickly in the front court, Libby attacks. Beautiful feed down to Weaver for the basket. Perfectly broken. Weaver 3 points for the game, tied at 4. Excellent job to break the pressure that time. Calm and collectively down on the right elbow. The shot put up and down. Victor Davis could not get out and get Nashe Turner, who had his first shot of the game. Thornwood a 6-4 lead. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Game moving fast. Ferguson now in the backcourt trying to break the pressure. Skips it across to Dalton Davis. Between the leg dribble, he gets across half court. Libby down in the corner. Faking. Driving to the basket. Contact. No foul call. Tipped up in the air. Rebounded by Combs. Pretty good look by Libby. Couldn't get it to fall. Combs to Jackson. Too far underneath the basket. No good. Weaver the rebound for the Streaks. Here comes Gillsburg back the other way. Dalton Davis. He's going to the hole. Shot. Good. Nice take. A nice left hand. Dalton Davis. 6-6 our score.
Thornwood with the full court pressure, and you got to figure they're going to do that the whole game. So Streaks ball handlers may as well get used to it. May create some turnovers, but we'll have some opportunities like that in the open court.
Too easy as Wiley took Ferguson, muscled him to the basket, and put it in off the backboard on the right side. So Thornwood's answered Galesburg's baskets every time. 8-6 Thornwood, and a blocking foul in the backcourt. Michael Jackson commits it.
Yeah, Dalton Davis trying to get around Jackson. Jackson stuck the knee out there to try and slow down Davis. So Dalton hobbling just a little bit as he gets up. Not enough to get him out of the game, though.
Cortland Cofield, a 6'1 senior in the game for the Thunderbirds. See if I got this other guy that they put in the lineup. We'll find out here in a minute. Meanwhile, Galesburg with the basketball. Again, facing the pressure. Libby catches the pass from Davis, lays it in. They're beating Thornwood back. Excellent job. Last 2 possessions. Streaks tied at 8. Pressure is not phasing Galesburg at this point. So Thornwood with the ball. Every time Galesburg scores, they've reclaimed the lead. Let's see if Galesburg can get a stop here. Up top having some trouble is Wiley. Hands it off to Nashe Turner. Back to Wiley. Backs it way out with 1:10 to go first quarter. Knotted up at 8 apiece. Wiley using a screen by Turner and traveled with their double dribble with the basketball. So they're having some trouble after the screen is set. 3 turnovers.
As you can guess, with 5 players suspended from the previous game, especially down the post, I don't think these guys are real comfortable with each other and the way they're running their offense. It's just kind of becoming, a couple of guys will set a loose screen up high, guys running down low, but it's mainly whoever can get the ball and make a move into the paint. It's a bit of street ball because if they're looking to drop the ball down, they've done that a few times as well. But you can tell Thornwood pretty uncomfortable out here as they're trying to get comfortable with a freshman on the floor and just a whole new lineup.
Yeah, Dorian Carradine, a 6'2" junior on the floor for Thornwood.
Now he's got a technical,
sure
I think, on Thornwood.
You're right.
Probably because they were sending another player in, and who knows, he may not have had the right number or something at the scores table is what they're talking about.
Dalton Davis makes the free throws. The good news for Galesburg, their first lead of the game at the 105 mark of the first quarter. Davis, another free throw coming. He switched them both. Dalton Davis, 2 of 4 from the line of a tournament, adds 2 more. He's got 4 in the game. His schedule or his average in the tournament is 7, about half his season average. So Galesburg a 10-8 lead. They've scored 4 in a row. And who's basketball? It is Galesburg basketball. Dalton Davis brings it up. This time Thornwood just a half-court man-to-man defense. Up top, Libby puts it on the floor. Trying to get around his man. He lost the basketball, but was it tipped? It was. He put the move on Dorian Carradine on the right wing, and Carradine slapped the ball away. Dalton Davis gets it into Libby. Long jumper left baseline. He hit it. Mike Reynolds puts his fist in the air. That's a good sign with Tanner hit the J. 12-8 streak, 6 straight points. Back the other way, a bad pass inside, stolen away by Victor Davis. Here comes Galesburg, Libby, one hand, pass to Weaver, down low, Victor Davis, layup good as he fills the lane. Victor Davis gives the Streaks a 14-8 lead. Galesburg, everyone in the starting lineup who scored. An 8-0 run by the Streaks, a 6-point lead, 23 seconds to go. Jackson on the left baseline, attacking middle, all-away 10-footer, no good, rebound Caleb Weaver. Weaver gives to Davis, Coach Mike Reynolds says, hold it up, let's get one shot in here with 10 seconds to play. And a reach-in foul is called. Darrell Combs, his second foul, 4 now on Thornwood. Galesburg has not committed a foul.
Well, number of good signs in the first quarter, the one you just mentioned, not committing a foul. Number 2, getting everybody in the scoring column, so everybody's starting to feel a little good about what they can contribute offensively, and you got to like our chances to build on this 14-8 lead.
Brandon Thompson in the game, Brian Garnett in the game. Garnett just stole the basketball away. Thornwood, 5 turnovers. Pierce Ferguson, top of the key, crossover dribble, pull-up jumper from the white wing. Good! Pierce Ferguson at the buzzer, Galesburg. A late run in the first half, 10-0 run gives them an 8-point lead after one. 16-8 streaks. We're back with the second quarter in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
The button is back. And this year you can win cash just by wearing the WGIL $3,000 button. Pick up your button today at one of these participating sponsors.
Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons Street in Galesburg. Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And F&M Bank on East Main and North Henderson in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com. The button is back.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Thornwood with the basketball to begin the second quarter. Another new guy in the game, Lorenzo Martin. A shot on the left side put up by Wiley. No, but the tip is good. Getting up above the rim, Cortland Cofield snaps that 10-0 Galesburg run. And it's 16-10. Galesburg in the front court. Right side, Chad Thompson. Long three. Quick shot out of that offense. No good. And the rebound comes out to Jackson. And Thornwood with the basketball trying to chip away to 6-point deficit. A running jumper in the lane put up by Wiley is no good, but an offensive rebound, and down the lane, a shot put up by Wiley. Will it count? Brian Garnett tried to take a charge. Let's see what happens. Basket counts, and a foul on Garnett. Not the scenario we were hoping for.
I guess Thornwood's ability to keep the ball alive after a missed shot, get a second opportunity, helps them out, and that's what they're going to feast on. This is not a good shooting Thornwood team.
No.
We haven't seen them put up anything really much longer than 15 or 16 feet, but they're missing a lot of those badly, but able to get in there, keep the ball alive, and now have a 3-point play and have narrowed the lead down to 4 or 3.
3. Yeah, 3-point play. They haven't added on the board yet, but boy, right out of the quarter, 5 straight points scored by Thornwood, and yeah, they've not put the point up, which that'd be great. But it was a 3-point play. It was a 16-10 game when that basket was made. There it is. And Libby and Weaver have checked back in for the streaks. Up top, Pierce Ferguson with the ball. Kicks off left side. Brandon Thompson also in. Bounce pass inside. Weaver cross-courts it. Pierce Ferguson off to Brandon Thompson. Dribbles over to the right elbow. He's covered up. Garnett, free throw line jumper. Good! Ryan Garnett showing the range. Gets his first hoop of the game. Nice job to step out and hit the J. 18-13. Quickly back the other way. A three on the way. Baseline right side is no good by Cofield. Trying to save it. Brandon Thompson does just that for the streaks. Good hustle. Here he comes to the front court in a hurry. Bounce pass left side. Ferguson inside. Dangerous pass stolen away. Did not hit his man. And Thornwood a break opportunity. Wiley coast to coast. Shot good and a foul. These three-point plays will kill you. Wiley with a chance for 2 straight three-point plays.
You get into transition game with these guys, and you're not going to win. I mean, you may get a couple opportunities your way, but they know how to finish. They take the ball hard to the basket, have some good hang time, and can make the most of their opportunities. You force them into more of a half-court game, you'll probably beat them by 15 or 20 points. But if they can get out and go, they can be tough.
Jamal Murphy, a 6-foot junior forward in the game. Wiley, a chance to make back-to-back 3-point plays. Takes his time at the free throw line. An 18-15 game free throw. Out it goes. It's spun out. Garnett the rebound for the streaks. A little bit of a break there. Gillsburg can convert. 18-15, the Thornwood lead. Dalton Davis, top of the key. Dribbles over to the left side. Thompson on the baseline. Brandon Thompson into Weaver. Spinning on his man. Shut off the glass. Good. He got it up over Nashe Turner. Looked good doing it. Weaver with 5, it's 20-15 streaks. Led by as many as 8 at the end of the quarter. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Wiley, top of the key, guarded by Davis. Down the lane he goes, trying to take it, and did take the charge. Brian Garnett saw it right in front of us. Great job to get there and take that charge.
Yeah, their point guard, though, Wiley got away with it last time, and they got the call at the 3-point opportunity. This time he thought, well, I'll just do it again, and that time Libby held his ground. He crashed right into actually Garnett and drew the foul.
And it's Davis trying to avoid pressure to Garnett, top of the key. He gets bumped and they call team foul number. No. They called a travel on Garnett after he got bumped and pushed. Of course, turnovers on the streaks. 20-15. Next foul on Thornwood puts Galesburg at the free throw line. 5:47 to go first half. Wiley gets the ball inbounds. Combs went out with 2 fouls in the first quarter, so he is not on the floor. Jamal Murphy with it now. Up to Wiley, top of the key, back to Murphy. He's going to fire a set shot 3, clanks off the back of the rim, no good. Garnett the rebound, his second since coming in. Gilbert's Dalton Davis, here's his coach call out of play. A reaching foul called up top, though, on Lorenzo Martin, and that will send Galesburg's one of their better free throw shooters to the line. Victor Davis checking back to the game. Great job by Brian Garnett off the bench. A bucket, 2 rebounds, and he took a charge. That's production.
Well, I mentioned at the outset, Thornwood suspended 5 of his players before this game, and I don't know, they didn't dress, I don't believe. I don't see them in the stands. I don't know, they just sent them home or what. They're not going to end up in the situation like Chicago Hope did with a 5-on-4, but they are a little thin on numbers. I think 10 guys were warming up.
Davis missed the front end of the 1-1. So it remains 20-15, 5:19 to go first half. Top of the key with the ball, Lorenzo Martin, guarded by Tanner Levy. Hook pass inside to Jackson. Victor Davis gets a piece. Jackson gets it back. Jackson then on the baseline, drives, and a reach-in foul called on Libby. It's not a big deal. 13 foul on the streaks. Libby picks up his first.
Well, case in point, the quickness there of Jackson. He made it look like he was going to bring the thing back out. And then all of a sudden that spin move baseline caught everybody off guard, and he nearly got a layup.
Wiley threw a terrible pass inside, deflected away. Brandon Thompson in the front court with it for Galesburg. Up top, Dalton Davis, he traveled. Faked the 3, drove to the basket all in one motion, and commits Galesburg's 5th turnover. GHS Boys Basketball brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And the streaks enjoying a 5-point lead. Hit a bit of a scoring drought with 4:57 to go in the first half. bringing it up. Wiley, bounce pass on the left wing to Jackson, guarded by Libby. Jackson looking in the post. Now he's going to get a screen and drive toward the middle of the lane. Wild one-handed shot off. No good. Weaver rips the rebound out of there. His fifth board already in the game. Here comes Dalton Davis back the other way for the streak. Scoop shot with the left hand. Good. Nobody stopped the ball. Davis basket. 22-15 Galesburg. Playing much more fluid in this game. They like this pace better, apparently. They are having a pretty good time of it. Driving left side is Wiley. All the way under the basket. Scoop shot. Nobody stepped him off. Went around Weaver to get it in. And Wiley, with 9 points in the game, 22-17 streak.
Well, that one really got a foot stomp from Coach Mike Reynolds.
Don't blame
right
me.
In front of us.
Nobody stopped the ball. Guy went all over the place and scored. Libby, or rather Weaver, with it on the baseline. Up top to Dalton Davis. 4 minutes to go, first half. Davis on the left side, Thompson wide open for a three. Rainbow shot, made it. Wow. Brandon Thompson, a big three. 25-17 and a timeout on the floor. Thornwood takes a 30. We'll take the break as well. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball with an 8-point lead over Thornwood on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team plays the Bloomington Purple Raiders this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Join me for all the action here on WGIL.
Thornwood basketball, Galesburg leading by 8. 3:40 to go in the first half. Wiley brings it up. He's been their high point man so far with 9. Bad pass on the right side. Stolen away by Weaver to Davis. Bobbles the ball in the front court. Retains it inside. Victor Davis faking, shooting, making it, and a foul. Victor Davis strong to the goal. Galesburg a 10-point lead. Can add to it here.
Streaks have hit 4 out of 5 field goals in the second quarter, and they hit their last 5 of the first quarter. So they've made more here in about a 7 or 8 minute stretch than they've made pretty much the whole tournament coming in.
Davis free throw, no good. Tipped up by Libby, he can't get it in. And the rebound yanked out of there by Nashe Turner. Galesburg in the quarter, 0 for 2 from the line. They're 4 for 8 in the game. Still got to get better in that regard. Up top with the basketball, Lorenzo Martin, guarded by Pierce Ferguson. A 10-point Galesburg lead, the biggest of the game. On the left wing, picking up his dribble, Jackson inside the post, back to Jackson baseline, heaves it over. Turner shot. Good. From the left elbow, Nashe Turner's second basket, 27-19 streaks. Here comes the even more intense trapping pressure out of a 1-2-2. Davis lobs it into front court to Ferguson, way down low to Weaver, and they break the pressure and set up the offense. They call play number one with 2:49 to go first half. Dalton Davis with it on the wing. They'll look to trap him. Hooks it up top to Ferguson, steps into the pressure, dribbling, now off to his left side. Down on the baseline, Weaver. No look pass inside. Victor Davis shot up off the glass. No good. Victor trying to chase it down. He cannot do so. It was Wiley who traced the ball down. And a double dribble on Jackson. He knew it. He got it in the front court. Picked it up for just a second. Put it on the floor again. And disgusted with himself. They take a timeout. 27-19 streaks. We'll thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Same vehicle we had over the weekend, the 2008 Rogue SL all-wheel drive. And again, sound system like no other, the Bose digital sound system. You got the 6-disc in-dash CD player, Bluetooth hands-free phone system, all kinds of bells and whistles, the drive computer, paddle shifters, power windows and locks, and the intelligent key, keyless entry and ignition. Great car, a heck of a job of getting us through some really treacherous weather, no doubt about that.
It's done fog, it's done heavy rain on Saturday, and today everything was beautiful. It was great driving over here in the sunshine and dry roads. And
brilliant sunshine.
Yeah, that's right. The brilliant. Best adjective we've seen.
So we appreciate it. A very nice vehicle. When we bring it back, we promise it'll be fine. Go check it out. The 2008 Rogue SL all-wheel drive at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, 120 North Broad Street in Galesburg.
Well, Silver Streaks taking advantage of, what they should be taking advantage of. Thornwood putting a lot of pressure on the ball. We're finding the open man, getting a lot of good looks inside and outside. Thompson, Libby, some guys are hitting some shots and getting wide open looks. This is one of those games you have a lot of time to measure those shots because Thornwood does take so many chances. The Thunderbirds can't afford to turn it over very much, though, because offensively they are struggling.
Bounce pass in to Weaver. Fall away, jumper off the glass. Caleb making up for his lack of scoring earlier. Another 10-point lead for the Streaks. Weaver in the game with 7. 29-19, 2 minutes to go. Mike Reynolds implores his defense. Play defense. Get on the ball. With the basketball now is Smith. Now down low. Turner with it on the left block. Throws a pass to the wing. Stolen away by Libby. Libby in the front court now. Down on the baseline. Ferguson lops it inside. Another bad pass for Pierce. He was trying to hit Weaver down low, and he threw it away. Back the other way with it. Wiley on the left baseline. Wiley up top with the pass. Almost threw it away himself. Jackson attacks the free throw line area. Puts up a short jumper. Airballed that. Turner the rebound. And Weaver fouled it. Turner somehow snuck in there, got his 5th rebound of the game. Weaver commits the foul. Turner to the line to shoot 2.
Turner, he's a worker. He really is. And a good ball player. You can tell, but between he and Jackson, if you put their guys that are suspended out there with them at 6'4", 6'5", they would have been a real tough team to handle here. But without those guys, it's pretty much all they got is these two, Turner and Jackson. And Turner skinballed on the front free throw, barely caught front iron.
Yeah, he's averaging 8.5 in the tournament. Jackson 11.5. Jackson hasn't scored yet. A minute and a half to go in the first half. Galesburg up by 10. Turner makes it 9. He splits the 2 free throws. That allows Thornwood to put some pressure on. Galesburg breaks the pressure. They've done a nice job of that in this game. Libby driving by Carradine to the basket. Ball stripped away. Who gets it? Thunderbirds get it. So it went off of Libby. He can't believe it. Puts his hands on his head. So with a minute 20 to go, Thornwood can chip away. They're going to bring in a couple of players. We'll get a look again at Marvin Smith, who started the basketball game for Thornwood. And out goes Dorian Carradine. Davis, Weaver, Libby, Brandon Thompson, and Victor Davis on the floor for the Streaks. Davis guarding the ball, something off the ball. Tanner Libby picks up a foul off the ball. It's his 2nd foul, 5th on Galesburg. Mike Reynolds pleads his case with the official and then walks away. A minute 12 to go in the half. Need a stop. Jackson, the trigger man, on the baseline. Looking. Libby on the ball. He gets it in. All right. Brandon Thompson threw it right to him. Threw it away. 10 turnovers on Thornwood. Now Galesburg a chance to add to the lead. Maybe get their biggest of the game. Thompson. At the half-court line, gets it across, runs the offense from the right wing. Looks for Dalton Davis, no, finds Victor Davis in the post. He puts a move on, out to Dalton on the baseline. Dalton back to Victor on the left elbow, attacks the middle, cross-courts it, Libby. Now down on the baseline, long jumper, misses everything. Victor Davis, though, there to pick it back up. Victor Davis, 6 points to the game. Galesburg, biggest lead now at 11, 31-20. Terrible shot by Libby, but Victor Davis there. Back the other way, Combs in the ball game for Thornwood. Attacking the left side, Jackson back to Combs. Long three up top, in and out it goes. Over the back foul is going to be called. It is. It's a foul on Turner. So Turner's foul sends Galesburg to the free throw line for a 1-1. Turner picks up his 2nd foul, and they lose him. They're in serious trouble. 28 seconds to go first half. Weaver to the line. He has 7 points. He's 1-2 from the stripe. Libby comes out of the game. Mike Reynolds has a word with him. Need him in there for his defense. Weaver's free throw on the way. Good. Caleb having an outstanding game now. 8 points, 5 rebounds, a 12-point streak lead. Trying to make it 13. Free throw on the way. This one is long, and the rebound to Combs. Darrell Combs. And Thornwood gets it up. In a hurry. Combs with it, top of the key, hawked by Thompson. Now left of his circle, he points directions, wants somebody to move. Combs driving to the baseline on the left side. Man leads him, he shoots a jumper, an air ball. Rebound Jackson, though. Tried to dump it inside. Brandon Thompson there to steal it away. Brandon Thompson playing very well in this first half, and a foul called on Thornwood about 60 feet from the basket. It is on Combs. That's his 3rd foul. Their starting guard since Brandon Thompson, who's picked up a couple of steals in this half and a three-point field goal. He's played very, very well.
Yeah, Coach Mike Reynolds really liked what Brandon Thompson did that time, cutting in there on the low side of the lane to make that steal on the attempted bounce pass by Thornwood, and Thompson, missed his first free throw.
1-for-4 now in the tournament. Hit the one to put Galesburg ahead against Bishop Mack, but to no avail.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be the game winner the other day, and then Mack, of course, with 5 seconds left with the length of the court, got a short jumper and beat us by a point.
Now they are going to put a guy in. I don't have his number.
We talk about a frustrated coach. Steve Smithers of Olivet walked back in. His team is really playing poorly and lost to U-High today pretty decisively in the first game.
Yeah. Thompson slipped the two. The free team shot on the other end by Thornwood from about 30 feet out. No good. Good first half for Galesburg. They outscored Thornwood 17-12 in the second quarter, lead by 13. 33-20 streak. Stay tuned for the halftime. All the numbers and hopefully a Silver Streaks victory today. We're halfway there. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, you want the best legal counsel on your side. Get Goldfein & Bowles. Goldfein & Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfein & Bowles. Goldfein & Bowles, experience that wins.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game. Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with first half stats and reaction from Streaks assistant coach Al Dennison. It's the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good first half for the Silver Streaks, led 16-8. After one, thanks to a 10-0 run, Thornwood scored the next five to get within three. They got within three on another occasion at 16-13, then again at 18-15. And from that point on, the streak scored several more in a row. In fact, at that point, a 15-5 run to close out the half by Galesburg, getting contributions from a lot of players: Brandon Thompson, Pierce Ferguson, Brian Garnett off the bench. And really a good first half, outscoring Thornwood 17-12 in the second quarter to take their biggest lead of the game at the intermission, 33-20. Let's look at the numbers, brought to you by Goldfein & Bowles. Experience it wins.
This one we haven't seen for a while. The Silver Streaks shooting 62% from the field. Galesburg 13 out of 21, including a stretch in the late first quarter and early second quarter, where we made 10 out of 11 shots in that stretch. Build our lead that we currently enjoy of 13 points now. South Hall and Thornwood, 9 of 27 from the field, 33% for the Thunderbirds. Rebounding edge goes to Thornwood right now. We've got them with 17, Silver Streaks with 13, and the turnover count a little high for Thornwood at 11, Silver Streaks with 7. And again, as we mentioned, the Thunderbirds unable to really give away the ball very much with this underclass lineup and a very poor shooting lineup in there. If they're turning the ball over frequently, they're not getting shots at the basket. It'll be pretty tough for them to come back if the Silver Streaks continue to run things as well offensively as they have here in this first half. Free throws, Mike, I'll let you do those. I'm showing up still under 50% at the line. Is that right?
I got it at 7 of 12, okay. So a little bit better.
I missed a couple there.
A little bit better. A lot of balance. Man, you look at these two teams, and this tournament's history, 90 wins and 11 titles between them, and trying to rebuild. Both teams under 500 last year. And Thornwood at 5-4, missing five of their players, and it's pretty obvious. Thornwood not getting to the line very much. A lot of jump shots, 2 of 3 in the game. Galesburg a little better than what they've shot the first two games. And 7 of 12, 8 guys scoring. 8 points for Caleb Weaver, coming in just with 4 points in the tournament. So nice to see him turn it on. 6 points for Dalton Davis, 1 for Joe Mangieri, 6 for Victor Davis, 4 for Tanner Libby, 2 for Brian Garnett, 2 for Pierce Ferguson, and 4 for Brandon Thompson. Thompson hitting Galesburg's lone 3-point shot in the first half. Just 5 in the scoring column for Thornwood. Arthur Wiley, 9 points to lead the Thunderbirds. 5 points for Nashe Turner, 2 points apiece for Darrell Combs. He has 3 fouls. They're 6-foot freshman. 2 fouls for Marvin, or 2 points rather, for Marvin Smith, and 2 points for Cortland Cofield. Saw Dorian Carradine play, Jamal Murphy, Lorenzo Martin. Michael Jackson, again, no points for him in the first half. None of those players scored. Nashe Turner, 5 rebounds to lead them. 5 rebounds for Caleb Weaver. So 8-5 for him in the first half. A pretty good half for a guy who came in struggling a little bit from the offensive end. So Galesburg hopefully continue this offensive performance in the second half, shooting very, very well from the floor and breaking the pressure of Thornwood, doing a nice job in this game. 33-20, our score at the half. Back with more. And a tip-off of the second half coming up in just a moment as well. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Now that John Schlopp's radiation treatment is done, he's grateful to Inner Community Cancer Center for saving his salivary glands.
I've lost some hair on the back of my head where those beams went out. Aside from that, they were able to target it very specifically. And again, if somebody's been through this, they'll understand it. A head and neck cancer very often results in the loss of the function of the saliva glands. And I always credit the folks at Inner Community Cancer Center with the fact that that damage was minimal, and I haven't suffered some of the ill effects of that that some folks who have had to go before me without the benefit of that type of technology and the hard work that the people out there did haven't been quite as lucky, and I consider myself very fortunate.
Inner Community Cancer Center of Western Illinois, just off North Seminary in Galesburg. Just as resolutions and celebrations with family and friends are time-honored traditions, being a designated driver is another way to show that you care. This New Year's Eve, let G&M Distributors and our partners, WGIL, Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, City Cab, and Ace Cab, be your designated driver. We'll be providing free rides home within Galesburg city limits from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. to customers of Galesburg bars and restaurants. Remember, drink responsibly, choose a designated driver, or ask your bartender or server about Alert Cab. Have a safe and healthy holiday.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, celebrating the gift of life since 1909. A flood warning remains in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills until tomorrow night, otherwise sunny and blustery today with gusty winds, high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Tuesday, partly sunny, windy again, high 45. Sunny and colder Wednesday with a high of 29. It's currently 42 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team plays the Bloomington Purple Raiders this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Join me for all the action here on WGIL.
Here at Normal West, Galesburg enjoying a 13-point halftime lead over Thornwood, 33-20. Done an excellent job of handling Thornwood's pressure. Just 7 turnovers in the first half. A lot of balance in the scoring column. 8 guys cracking the scoring column out of, 10 guys who have played. And Thornwood forcing them to make some very difficult passes inside and getting a hand on a lot of basketball, too. So a very good first half by far the best in the tournament.
You know, for Coach Marcus Alderson of South Holland, Thornwood has to be pretty frustrating, but I think he thinks he did the right thing with whatever went on at their hotel over the weekend, that he had to suspend five of their players for this game, and I'm sure this is a tournament that they've traditionally played pretty well at. In fact, they, of course, when they had Eddie Curry and company, they came down here and won it, and even after he graduated, they had some good ball clubs come down here, and I'm sure they were looking to get a little healthy on their record down here, win a couple, three games anyway, but dropped their opener, then fell to Rock Island, and then had to suspend the players, and well behind here at halftime to the Silver Streaks, and if Thornwood doesn't look any better this afternoon, they'll probably lose to Ollivan as well. It's a frustrating trip for the school from Chicago to come all the way down and have to do that, but again, Coach Alder is trying to teach his players more than just basketball, life lessons as well, and did what he had to do.
Yep, that's part of the job, and I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yep.
And not just because Galesburg's on top, because we know how games can change in a half. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We hope Galesburg can continue this run, take good shots, get the ball inside. They cannot match up with Galesburg inside. Victor Davis early. Caleb Weaver, a short time after that, really dominating in the post. And that's his team's forte. They're going to get this thing set to go here in a moment.
Yeah, like we said, at the perimeter, we're getting some nice looks. You know, some games you really work to try and get a good look from the outside. This particular game, there's a lot of opportunities when you get in that half court, whether you want to go inside or outside, especially as Thornwood double teams the ball just about everywhere it goes. And the Silver Streaks have handled the pressure pretty well with only seven turnovers.
Galesburg gets the ball first. They'll come at our end here in the second half. Weaver out to Dalton Davis. Long jumper on the left wing. No good. Rebound tipped around. Joe Mangieri comes up with it. So another chance for the Silver Streaks. Dalton Davis up top, guarded by Wiley. Nice backdoor feed from Weaver to Libby. That was fantastic. Wing to Libby down low, and it's a 35-23 lead. Couldn't execute it any better. Up top. It is Combs with it, back in the game with three fouls. One of their two guards inside, the pass goes. Turner spinning, and easily got that one over Weaver. Nashe Turner with seven in the game. They come right back with a hoop, 35-22. They're going to try and pick up the pressure here. Galesburg throws the ball away, flying through the air. Michael Jackson picks one off, intended for down low. So Thornwood back the other way, attacking the basket. Shot put up, no good by Smith. Rebound, though, pulled out of there by Smith. Long jumper good by Jackson. So they score five real quick. Jackson's first basket of the game. 35-25. Galesburg have an answer here. Inside, Victor Davis setting muscles to the basket. Shot no good up close. Rebound into the hands of Marvin Smith. He's got six. Thornwood looking to crack away at this double-digit lead. Down low, Turner loses it for a moment. Gets it back, scoops it in. Victor Davis late with the help.
Thornwood figured out something in that locker room, how to attack the basket. They scored all three possessions here to open the second half.
Galesburg facing intense pressure. Libby gets it across. They'll look fast. Mangieri, good shot, good leader on the floor. Joe Mangieri in a timeout, a 30-second timeout, 37-27. So despite the onslaught by Thornwood, Galesburg maintains a 10-point lead with a 30-second timeout on the floor.
Yeah, good job by Mangieri. That was not an easy shot. He was going at the basket so hard, got it kind of late, and had to quickly get it and put it up off the glass and in. And until you've done that, you don't realize how hard that is to make. A lot of us can get it up there, get it up to the rim, but to get enough touch on it to get it in when you're moving that fast isn't easy. And a big basket by Joe, because you kind of felt Thornwood getting a little rhythm there. They created turnovers. They're doing some good things offensively, and that one stemmed the tide.
I agree. He could have been caught underneath the basket, made a great catch, and shoot in one motion with the left hand. Seemed very good. Tanner Libby, Dalton Davis, Joe Mangieri, and Caleb Weaver, all excellent left hands. Galesburg going to come up and play man-to-man defense, pick them up full court. Combs brings it up against Dalton Davis. 37-27 streak, 6:20 to go third quarter. Down on the baseline. They're going to give a lot of room down there to Smith. He's going to drive the middle. Up top, here's a long three put up and down by Wiley. Wiley with a dozen of a game, and all of a sudden they're heating up. 37-30, Galesburg's lead. Victor Davis brings it across. Stops. Bad pass off to the left side. Stolen away. He got caught in the air, and it was stolen away by... And then Galesburg turns around and steals it right back. So back and forth they go. Steals galore on both sides. Weaver on the baseline, up top to Mangieri. And off to Dalton Davis. It was Turner who stole it for Thornwood, and then Galesburg came right back and stole it. Dalton Davis driving down the lane, trying to muscle to the basket, some contact. The ball goes off of Smith, who holds his mouth. I think he may be, perhaps Davis got a little piece of it. Marvin Smith, one of those 6'2 players, very long arms. And Thornwood wants to take a timeout. 30-second break. We'll go ahead and take it as well. 37-30 Galesburg. No flow to the third quarter yet. 5:37 to play. This is Silver Streak Boys Basketball by WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team plays the Bloomington Purple Raiders this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Join me for all the action here on WGIL.
Galesburg with the basketball. Weaver, a baby hook inside, does not go down off the out-of-bounds play. Smith the rebound for Thornwood. Quickly back the other way. Combs, a shot on the left side, went up no good. Dalton Davis the rebound off the floor. So Combs missed a fairly easy shot. Davis back the other way, a three-on-three. Gives to Weaver on the baseline. Up top, Mangieri puts it on the floor. Gives to Dalton Davis, right wing, beyond the three-point line, guarded by Wiley. 5-10 to play third quarter. Davis losing the basketball up top. Here's Wiley with the breakaway. Goes up and lays it in.
I think he was thinking dunk there for a while, and then got a man right on his heels and decided to lay it in. You don't want to miss a dunk there if you're Thornwood down seven.
Thornwood forcing Galesburg to play very fast. And a whistle, and I think a foul on Wiley, or a warning for Mike Reynolds, one or the other, or both. It is a foul on Arthur Wiley, his second. Dalton Davis, the out-of-bounds man underneath the basket. Galesburg has seen that 13-point lead trimmed to five. Davis lobs it in up top to Joe Mangieri. Joe does not have a dribble, cannot take one. Bounce pass, top of the key to Victor Davis, approaches the free throw line, kicks it out to Dalton Davis. Need a basket here, and outscored by eight in the second half. Up top, Weaver, over to Davis on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Victor. Loses the basketball, but out of bounds. It's off of Thornwood. Victor put it on the floor. Got to learn to put it back to the basket, turn and face. Not immediately put the ball on the floor. Dalton Davis, the trigger man for the Streaks. In the home white uniforms, trying to get it in, does so to Libby on the baseline. He attacks, drives to the basket, shot up no good. Rebound, Turner. Trip that layup. Back the other way. Spinning. Combs to the basket. Layup. No. Putback is good by Turner. And all of a sudden, Thornwood with all the momentum. A 37-34 game. Galesburg has been outscored 14-4 in this quarter.
Boy, this looks like a whole new Thornwood team, doesn't it? Man, those kids are playing with some confidence here in the second half. And Mike Reynolds slaps the board down on the table and is trying to breathe a little fire into his troops here in the third quarter.
Yeah, just not able to get the shots to go down earlier. It's kind of the old Streaks team earlier in this tournament, and Thornwood speeding up the pace of the game like they want to do, and hit a couple of jumpers from deep, and that got them really going, and inside they're all over the glass, and Galesburg not blocking out, keeping them off the rim.
Well, as so often happens, we don't find out until after the game from the GHS coaching staff, who will not be playing. Well, obviously,
right,
something's up with Bailey Ricketts.
Yep, got played.
This is the type of game where he would just excel, and he hasn't taken off the warm-up yet today. In fact, have they seen him?
Yeah, I saw him earlier, but no, he's not played, and that's not uncommon to not hear anything until after the game. We've seen it in football, seen it in basketball. But, yeah, I'm with you. It's a game that he probably could excel, but he's not seen any minutes. And if it's a discipline issue, then that's two already for him this year, if that's the case. Brandon Thompson to the game for the Streaks down on the baseline. Libby faking Turner. Down low, nice no-look pass to Weaver, and a foul as Arthur Wiley jumped on his back and fouled him. Weaver's going to have to make a couple of free throws here to get Galesburg some momentum back.
Yeah, Wiley thought he got all ball, but the way he slapped at that thing coming over the back of Weaver, pretty tough to make that all ball, especially when he's given up a few inches to Caleb in there.
So Weaver's free throw coming. Good. Weaver with nine in the game. Galesburg just 5 points in the quarter. 38-34. See if they can withstand this Thornwood run. And they do bring in another guy again to find out who the heck he is. Where's number four? Haven't seen him in any other games in the tournament. Probably a younger player. Weaver, nice job to bang them both down. 39-34. Thornwood with the basketball. Combs has it. Sit over on the right side of Marvin Smith. Up top, Combs, the freshman. Out on the left side to John Doe. I'm going to call him until I get his name. Doe, number four. He's probably about 5'6", and I'm guessing he's a younger player. Probably doesn't play a whole lot because he's not listed in their roster at all. Combs on the left wing, using a screen. Step back, long three up, no good. Rebound off the floor, Dalton Davis. So they help us out with a long shot way out. And Brandon Thompson gets it in the front court. Left side to Libby. Up top, Dalton Davis for three. No good. Rebound, put back. Weaver spun out on him. Got to come down with that ball. Weaver tried to catch it, shoot it all in one motion. Didn't get it. Michael Jackson the rebound. Back the other way. Combs fires right side to Doe. Doe's long jumper is no good. And the rebound tipped into the hands of Jackson. He'll shoot a three left side, but a travel.
At least come up with something a little more creative. Like
I've already used the name. It's like my dog.
Demetrius.
I got it.
Demetrius Arnold or something.
We'll call him Arnold. That's fine with me. Galesburg, a 5-point lead play. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Need a hoop here. Weaver down on the left baseline. Out to Dalton Davis. They'll swing it around the horn. Davis now left of a circle. High post. It goes to Weaver. Puts it on the floor. Gives to Victor Davis. Faking. Shot up. No good. Tipped around. Victor wasn't even close up front. And Thornwood gets the basketball. Back the other way. Down the lane. Contact. No whistle, though. It's Turner and Libby ran into one another, and the rebound came out. Here's Libby going strong to the basket. Shot up. Good with the left hand. Tanner running the floor hard, and he gets it to go down. 41-34 streaks. 2:25 to go third quarter. So they've responded. Out on the right side, Darren up to shoot the three. Combs up top. Over on the left side. Four has the ball. Four on the baseline. He has it now on the wing. Up top with it. He goes to Combs. Lobs it inside Turner. Facing up Victor Davis. Worming around the basket. What a tough shot with the left hand. Tough play by Turner. 8 in the quarter. 13 of the game. 41-36 Galesburg. The 5-point lead. Under 2 minutes to go third quarter. Victor's been quiet. Out on the left side now. Libby on the baseline. Libby dumps it inside to Weaver. There was a reach. No call. Jackson gets it. Turnover streak. Those post passes are killing Galesburg. The feed down low. Whoa, a missed shot by Turner up close. We got one back. Dalton Davis comes away with the rebound. Back and forth they go. Galesburg trying to slow it down a little bit, but they're showing 1-2-2 pressure. Davis on the right wing. Gets it in the front court. 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Lobs it. Thompson on the left wing. They dare him to shoot. He's already hit 1-3. Thompson, Victor Davis, left elbow, free throw line. Weaver fakes. Ball tips. Libby grabs it. Back to Weaver in the post. Spinning on Turner. Left-hand shot. Good. Beautiful use of the left hand. Caleb Weaver. A 43-36 lead. Weaver to the line where he's made two in a row.
And he held on to the ball because when he came down and across the lane, somebody reached in there and tried to strip it away. And, of course, that was the problem against Sterling the opening night. He just could not keep the basketball. They were slapping it away from him. But that time he had enough power on the spin move to be able to keep it, get the shot down, and draw the foul.
Oh, I'm glad to see Turner go out of the game for them. In comes Chad Thompson, four of his streaks for Victor Davis, who's been very quiet in this quarter. A couple of looks at the basket, couldn't get him to go down. Galesburg a chance to regain an 8-point lead. Weaver at the free throw line has a dozen. Free throw on the way, got it. He looked great on the last four attempts, and he has come to life and glad to see it.
Nice turnaround after Thornwood missed the layup down there that could have cut it to three. We come back with a three-point play and bump that lead back up to eight. That's a big swing right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Lorenzo Martin, the ball handler for Thornwood on the right side, a four. Four guarded by Brandon Thompson. Runs down the lane, dishes the ball off, and a traveling violation. Careful, and we're going to get a see, I think.
Yep.
Throwing the ball down in disgust was Cortland Cofield, and a technical foul is called on him. That will also go as a personal foul, so not keeping their heads. And Galesburg can reclaim that 10-point lead. Cofield just slapped the ball down on the ground.
And I think he'll be coming out. They quickly sent a man to the table who you'll be glad to know, Mike, wears the number 22, which is another one that we don't have on the
roster. That's Carradine. I got him.
Oh, okay.
I found him.
It's not the program.
Davis with the free throw. I printed off another roster offline. Davis' free throw is good. So I was trying to be prepared, but I got him here as, Dorian Carradine. Davis trying to make it 2-for-2. Does. Dalton with 8 in the game. Galesburg has responded. to Thornwood. 46-36, regaining that 10-point lead. So five straight for the Streaks, and they have the basketball. In the backcourt, Davis gets it across. Guarded tightly up top. Bounce pass into Thompson high post. Back out Dalton. Three-pointer from the right side. Good! Dalton Davis gives Gilbert the 13-point lead back. That's got to be a backbreaker for Thornwood. 40 seconds to go, third quarter.
Ten straight for the Streaks.
Martin brought the ball up. He has it now. Guarded by Davis. The Streaks, an extra bounce in the step, as you might guess. Out on the right wing to Marvin Smith. They are daring him to shoot the long jumper. Chad Thompson playing way back. He'll shoot from the elbow. Hits the deck. No good. Jackson put back is good. So Jackson, five in the game all in this quarter with five rebounds, 49-38. They are tough on the glass. 15 seconds to go. Brandon Thompson trying to get it across. 14 fouls committed by Thornwood, none by Galesburg. 10 seconds to go. Thompson, or rather Davis, down the left side of the lane. Jump stop underneath. He hits the deck. No foul called. Coming out of there with it is Smith. Back the other way for Thornwood. They can't get a shot off at the buzzer. Good job by Galesburg after Thornwood cut the lead to four in the quarter at 38-34. Galesburg outscores them the rest of the way, 11-4. They lead 49-38. One more quarter to go. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate our Hometown Hundreds winner this week, Pilot Club of Galesburg, nominated by Kathy Walker. Congratulations from F&M Bank and WGIL.
Fourth quarter is underway. Galesburg gets his steal. Victor Davis with it on the right block. Fake shoots and scores. Victor Davis, 8 points in the ball game, and Galesburg matches their biggest lead, 51-38. Marvin Smith, top of the key for Thornwood. In jeopardy of falling to the 500 mark. Galesburg trying to get over that. Six wins, that would eclipse last season's total. And try and get a date with UI, a team they could conceivably get some revenge on. Beat Galesburg last season. Breaking down Ferguson, going to the basket, Wiley, and that was a tough move. He just flat out broke Ferguson down and took him to the hole.
He didn't get much help either. He went inside.
You're right.
Everybody just kind of watched him elevate, go up for the basket.
Here it is, Libby on the right baseline, out to Ferguson, top to Brandon Thompson. Guarded by Combs out there, Combs with three fouls. Thompson to Libby on the left wing. Libby looking up top to Victor Davis. Davis drives to the basket, gets stripped, still gets it up to the basket. Took Najee Turner, the help defense was there to strip him, but he was able to hang on and score, 53-40. Victor, big quarter already. Davis with 10 in the game. On the baseline, they swing it out. Long three up top, and good by Combs. Darrell Combs, 5 points in the game, 53-43. They have three threes in the ball game. None in the first half. All have come in the second half.
Glad they didn't do this in the first half. We didn't think they could shoot much at all, but they have been sharp here in this second half. They were 8 of 16 in the third quarter with a pair of trays. They're 2 of 2 here in the fourth quarter with a three. And so even though you're up 10, Mike, I know you still feel comfortable with the Thornwood team because they get it up and down in a hurry.
Galesburg in the third quarter shot 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Thornwood did not take an attempt. And it's 53-43. Wiley picked up his fourth foul. Here's a good go from Libby to Victor Davis in the hole. Down low and a alternating possession jump ball called. It's Thornwood ball, so that goes as a turnover against the Streaks. They're 12. No, I take that back. It's Galesburg's ball. Much better news. Race the turnover, give Galesburg the ball. Libby, a jumper on the baseline. He's starting to feel it. On the left side, he hit a 16-footer. And Libby with 10 points in the ball game. Balance today, 55-43 streaks. Up top, Wiley with the ball. Going to try and break down Pierce Ferguson again. Spinning of a lane, follow-away jumper from 9. No good. Libby the rebound. Here comes Galesburg in transition behind the back. Dribble by Victor Davis. Over to Dalton Davis on the baseline. Ferguson left side. Back up top, Dalton Davis, 5:45 to play in a 13-point Galesburg lead. A win puts him in the 5 o'clock game. Over to Dalton Davis. Nothing there. Libby on the baseline. He's going to drive. Left-hand shot partially blocked by Turner. Rebound, Weaver. Foul. He goes to the line to shoot two. 7 rebounds for Caleb Weaver.
And Coach Mike Reynolds, you might have heard him clap here in front of us. He's happy with the effort he got that time. Good baseline drive by Libby, if not quite getting the shot down, but then Weaver there to follow with a good effort.
56-43. Weaver can give Galesburg its biggest lead with 5:33 to go. He has been money 3 in a row. Make it 4 in a row, Caleb Weaver. 14 points in the game, 57-43 Galesburg. One more for Weaver. His free throw, boy, he is just dead-eye money in this game. Shot under 50% coming in. Galesburg a 15-point lead. Nice to see him put some points on the board. 58 with still 5.5 to play. Marvin Smith, a 3 on the left side. Mike Reynolds can't believe he hit it. I can't either. 58-46. Smith does not hesitate. Stuck it. He's got 5 in the game. Back the other way, Weaver. Out to Libby. Up top, Ferguson. He's going to shoot a long jumper. He is short on the front of the rim. Rebound Smith. Be careful. Don't let him get into a running game like they want to do. Jackson the other way. Loses the basketball out of bounds. It goes to... Stays with Thornwood. 5:01 to go. A 12-point streak lead. Thompson in. Ferguson out. Mike Reynolds not crazy about that shot he put up.
Yeah, in fact, he throws his arms up in the air. And Pierce, you got to be thinking a little more out there than that. In some situations, it's fine. But in this particular game, you'd rather work a little clock, maybe get the ball inside.
Oh, absolutely. Going for the kill. Inside, a bad pass stolen away by Victor Davis. Here he comes the other way. Dalton Davis now with it on the baseline. He's going to run some offense. 4:40 to go in the game and a 12-point lead. Take your time. Thornwood's going to try and make you hurry. The ball tipped out of bounds by Turner as Thompson lost control of it. That's where Thompson's going to get a lot stronger. Brandon Thompson at that guard position. These guys are all quick and strong for Thornwood, and he's going to get taken advantage of. He doesn't get in the weight room.
Yeah, this is a good game for Thompson to come into because he's going to really be tested by these guards for Thornwood that are putting the pressure on.
Victor Davis gets it into Dalton Davis. 4.5 to play. Guarded up top by Martin. High post. It goes to Weaver. Dalton Davis's man falls. Dalton Davis got lucky. Dribbled it off his foot. Michael Jackson saying, what do you mean? He dribbled it off his foot. He's right. But Galesburg catches a break on that one.
Jackson appealed to the official on the outside. Didn't get any help there either.
He was exactly right. Right in front of us. There's Brandon Thompson getting the inbounds pass up top. Guarded out there by Martin. Back to Davis. Try and run a little clock. Spread the two guards out, Davis and Brandon Thompson. Victor Davis, Tanner Libby, and Caleb Weaver on the floor for the streak. Stark difference from the other night when it was all sophomores. Brandon Thompson, they try to reach. They can't get it from him. Right wing to Dalton Davis. Up top, Caleb Weaver making the shot over Turner. Back out to Brandon Thompson. 4 minutes to play, a 12-point Galesburg lead. At some point, Thornwood, they've committed 6 fouls, 1 more since Galesburg to the line, and a timeout by Mike Reynolds. Pretty good timeout, 30-second timeout, 3:54 to play, a 58-46 Galesburg lead. Thank you to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. We've had this car, three days, the 2008 Rogue SL all-wheel drive, and it's a beauty. We've gone through fog, ice, snow, rain, wind, pretty much everything you could possibly think of, and hey, here we are, doing the game. Awesome sound system, but that's just the half of it, the continuously variable transmission. The power windows, locks, all the bells and whistles, intelligent key, keyless entry and ignition, and it's excellent on gas, a smooth ride, very roomy, no trouble getting the equipment in there, and just a very pleasant drive, and the forecast up with some brilliant sunshine today. Very, very nice.
Yeah, Dalton Davis was barking at the teammates a little bit coming off there. He was doing all the ball handling, which he doesn't mind doing, but he didn't feel like they were break it out for him to get him any relief, and so after he dribbled for probably 10 or 12 seconds, Streaks called timeout trying to get their offense squared away here.
And it is Galesburg ball. Victor Davis driving down the right side. Shotgun foul is called on Ashe Turner. Victor's strength got him another basket. He has 12, and the game goes to the line for the three-point opportunity. 60-46. Been a while since Galesburg put 60 on the board. That's been the Alleman game.
Love to see the aggressiveness that Victor has showed us, especially in the second half of this ball game, taking the ball to the basket.
Free throw by Davis is good. He's had an excellent tournament. Came in averaging 13 in the tournament, and he's got 13 now. 15-point streaks lead down the lane. Shot good. Tough shot put up and down by Lorenzo Martin. He muffled that one into the basket, so Weaver commits his first foul, or his second, team's first, 61-48. That was the first basket of the game by Martin, looking for a three-point play. So they keep responding, but Galesburg keeps scoring. Martin's free throw long, and he stepped on the line. Galesburg basketball, 3:37 to go, and a double-digit lead. Talking about Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan. Go see them at 120 North Broad Street in Galesburg. Strikes trying to break some pressure. They do. They get it into Libby, to Weaver, down the lane, to Victor. Victor, shot up. They call a charge. Late whistle. Late whistle on the official. Saying Victor, after he got popped from behind, committed the charge. There to take it was Martin.
Well, at least we will have avoided what we feared after losing on Saturday. There is the potential that we could end up playing Rock Island and Alleman both again, and now we won't have to play either one of them as long as we win this game.
Three by Wiley, up top's no good. Brandon Thompson chases down the rebound. And now he's running into some problems the other end. And Thornwood gets the ball back via a steal underneath. Dalton Davis, back and forth they come. Boy, it's just wild hands going crazy everywhere. They trade steals. Galesburg with a transition opportunity. Victor cannot catch the pass from Thompson. Mike Reynolds says, hey, slow it down. Set it up. 3 minutes to go. 13-point lead. And Thornwood's got a guy up top. We finally found his name. Is Raymond Stewart, so we won't call him four or Doe. It's Stewart. With it, Brandon Thompson on the left wing. They're going to have to start fouling eventually. Up top, Dalton Davis guarded out there by the man who has a three-point opportunity, Martin. Down the lane. Beautiful move by Dalton Davis. Scoots down the left side and scores. 13 for Davis, 63-48. Quickly back the other way. Jackson for Thornwood. Up top, Wiley spinning on Davis. Follow-away jumper is good. Will they count it? Oh, my gosh, you must be kidding me. Is this the NBA? They counted that shot well after the whistle, so we are playing NBA rules here. Oh, my gosh. Wiley with the hoop. That's 18 points.
At this point, it won't matter. We can laugh about
it. Oh, my gosh.
But if it was a close game, you'd be a little frustrated.
Oh, that's terrible. There's a foul committed by Thompson, the free throw. Coming up, a 13-point streak lead, 2:27 to play. Free throw, Wiley missed it. Rebound to Caleb Weaver. They're on this NBA Sunday. And the ball tipped, and a foul is called on Thornwood. Galesburg will go to the line.
And the Silver Streaks have been tough at the line, especially in the second half of this one.
Yeah, Galesburg is 7 of 7 from the line in the second half. Davis goes up there. He's made four out of 5. 63-52, 22 to play. Davis's free throw on the way. Good. 64-50. It all looks real good right now. 2:22 to go. Make your free throws. You're going to win. Davis fires again. Makes it. Four in the quarter. 65-50 streaks. Going to end a long losing streak in this tournament. Long jumper on the baseline put up by Stewart. No. Rebound and running floater is good by Lorenzo Martin. He's got a couple buckets in the quarter, 65-52. Galesburg's got to handle the pressure. Dalton Davis fouled again. They want to keep fouling him. That's all right. The other thing, that's going to get Ashe Turner maybe out of the game.
Yeah, I think so. He actually just kind of fell down in front of Dalton, and then Dalton fell over him. And so Turner sits down. He's a good player. Boy, he looks like a senior. He's got a full beard.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in high school, I came out and I had a beard. I knew I was in for a long day.
He does, too.
Just a shorter version of James Worthy, really.
That's about right. They're going to bring a new guy in the game, Dorian Carradine. So out goes the elder-looking Ashe Turner. So they get two in double figures in this game. Dalton Davis back to the free throw line. He's made four in a row. and is 6 out of 7. First one on the way, got it. Very confident at the line now. 66-52 streaks. He's looking for point number 17. Got it. By far his best offensive output in the tournament. 67-52 streaks. Going to come back and play at 5 o'clock. Down the lane, Wiley looking for a man in the corner, not there. He's looking for Lorenzo Martin on the left side, just threw it away.
So you thought things were wild earlier. Wait till the two-minute drill here by Thornwood.
Oh, my. Davis gets it in to Caleb Weaver. To Brandon Thompson. Thompson over to Davis. Thompson's got to dribble that ball up himself. There he comes, half court. Over to Libby, a two-on-one. Libby's pass deflected. You got to pull that one out. He threw it away. Back the other way, Thornwood. Jackson down the lane, left-hand shot good.
You've either got to pull that out or make the pass right then. You know, if you hesitate, you're lost against a team as quick as Thornwood.
67-54 streaks, 1:30 to go. Thompson guarded out top by Martin on the left side, gets it up top to Dalton Davis. The only guy who's really looked comfortable handling the ball. Stewart, the 5'6 junior, guarding him. Down the left side, he shovel passes it to Thompson. They run a weave up top, 1:15 to go. They took about 22 seconds off the clock to Weaver. Back to Thompson. Watch out for the corner trap. Thompson now works his way over on this side. The right wing. Up top to Dalton Davis. Davis has a lane to the basket. He scored. He got around Stewart and laid it in. That's exactly what you want. 69-54. Gilsberg in the process took 30 seconds off the clock. Wild shot up off the glass. Down it goes for Wiley. Wiley's got 20. 69-56. Thompson in the backcourt, gets it up front to Weaver, over to Dalton Davis, and he jump stops. Difficult pass up top to Weaver, and Stewart fouls him. They'll send Weaver to the free throw line. What balance today by the streaks. Double pickups for Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, and Caleb Weaver. Along with Libby. Libby's got 10. Weaver has made 5 straight free throws, make it 6. He's going to get his percentage well over 50%.
Isn't that funny how we couldn't buy a free throw the other night? Everybody that towed the line missed in the second half today. Nobody
can't miss. 71-56 Galesburg, 17 for Weaver. He's made 7-8 free throws in the game. Down the lane, Wiley. Shot again off the glass. He is, just like his name would suggest, very Wiley on offense. 71-58, 26 seconds to go. A lot of points scored by Galesburg. This matches their season high, and Libby cannot, or whether Weaver cannot hang on to a pass by Thompson. Mike Reynolds checks the ball to make sure there's not any grease or slickness on it. You can't believe that didn't come in corralled. Oh, they roll the ball in, and Davis almost stole it from Wiley. Here he comes on the left side. They're going to put up a long jumper. No good. And the rebound to Tanner Libby. This should do it. They're going to keep pressuring, and they're going to keep fouling with 9 seconds to go in the game. Kind of unnecessary. And that will send Brandon Thompson to the line. So see if they can get their season high here. Calvin Mosley going to check into the game for the streaks. Blair Haynes going to come in for the streaks.
Streaks with 71 points. It'd be nice to save a few points for when we play Moline. I don't think we'll get 71.
No, nobody does.
The Maroons.
Austin Shear, Mosley, Haynes, and Merrick going to come in.
Probably real good. He's going to be able to use a few yet later today when we play normal U-High.
Yeah, because they're going to slow it down. There's no doubt about it. 72-58, there is the season high, and there is Blair Haynes, Calvin Mosley, Bo Merritt, Austin Shear on the floor with Brandon Thompson. Thompson eyeing a second straight free throw. That one is long, and the rebound out to Stewart. 5-6 guy, a couple of boards, and a steal by Mosley. 4 seconds to go. Mosley off to Brandon Thompson, and that's it. Success for the streaks. They break a six-game losing streak, dating back to last season. It beat Thornwood 72-58. Stay tuned for the postgame. It's coming up in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Boys Basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com.
By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pets. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Monday. Free coffee?
Yeah!
Monday.
Yeah.
Free coffee?
Yeah!
Monday. Free coffee Monday. Thanks to McDonald's, Mondays just got a lot better. Get a free sample size premium roast coffee every Monday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, limit one per customer per visit.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Catch us now.
You asked for faster turnaround time to Walmart, the mall, and downtown. Coming soon, Galesburg Transit delivers.
Starting January 19th, their new Gold Express line can give you twice an hour service to the most popular destinations in Galesburg.
Faster and more convenient, Gold Express will only take minutes to get where you want to go. And the price? Well, it hasn't changed a bit.
Same price, improved service. When was the last time that happened?
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Hello, everyone. Ron Hicks, City Select Motors. Only have a few seconds here. Could you handle $89 a month? I know you can. We have a 2000 Geo Metro for $89 a month. The details are posted at the dealership. There's only one at this price. One place to go. City Select. In Galesburg, where we're closer than you think.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, celebrating the gift of life since 1909. A flood warning remains in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills until tomorrow night, otherwise sunny and blustery today with gusty winds, high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Tuesday, partly sunny, windy again, high 45. Sunny and colder Wednesday with a high of 29. It's currently 42 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with final stats, a conversation with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. It's the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, Galesburg does. It picks up a victory in the State Farm Holiday Classic. One-storied school against another in terms of boys high school basketball, and it goes to the Streaks, their 49th victory at the State Farm Holiday Classic. It breaks a lengthy losing streak, four losses last season, and two so far this season, so at least a six-game losing streak is snapped. It gets Galesburg back over the 500 mark and really did it with some outstanding balance and really came out when the chips were down. Lost at the buzzer against the Bishop McNamara team that they should have beat. Lost against the Sterling squad that played very well on defense, but a team that Galesburg played with clearly for two quarters. And then a Thornwood team that we knew was going to get up and down the floor. Galesburg ready for the challenge, and they're going to find themselves in the fifth-place consolation game against 2-10 U-High. So a good opportunity to get out of here with two wins today, get that record up to 7-5, take a nice two-week break, and then get back into the throngs of Manual and the Western Big Six Conference season. 72-58, Galesburg 23-20, outscoring Thornwood in the fourth quarter, and in the second half, 39-38. So a high-scoring game by all accounts. Galesburg a season high with 72 points. Take a look at the numbers. They're happy numbers today, brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet.
Well, certainly some better numbers for the Streaks on the offensive side of things today. They were 23 of 42 from the field. So that's, if you round it up, that's a 55% clip from the field. As you'll tell us in just a minute, Mike, the free throw numbers are even better than that. Meanwhile, Thornwood, 26 out of 56. They shoot 46% for the game. So that's quite an increase from what they had in the first half. In fact, Thornwood, if they could have found a way to get some stops on defense, would have been a real problem in this one in the second half, because they were doing some nice things offensively. taking the ball to the basket, getting some three-pointers from outside. They looked like a whole different team in the second half, but Galesburg continued to exploit them on the other end, and the Silver Streaks getting to the line much more frequently than Thornwood at this time around, cashing those free throws in. Really turned out to be the difference. In fact, Thornwood actually had three more field goals to the game than we did, but Galesburg winning it at the line this morning. Rebounding edge to Thornwood. Even though they're undersized, Thunderbirds got a job done on the boards, 29 rebounds to 24 for Galesburg, but 18 Thornwood turnovers hurt their chances. Silver Streaks had 13, and all in all handled the Thornwood pressure pretty doggone well here this morning.
Yeah, Galesburg, quite outstanding. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Mike Reynolds stopping by, and we'll give him a headset and have a word with the victorious coach today.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. We'll turn it over from one mic to another mic here and talk things over. And, Mike, congratulations on the win. You guys had a nice first half. In the second half, Thornwood came out. They were shooting the ball well. They looked like a much better team offensively, but you just kept coming at them yourself and scored, 71 points today.
Yeah, you know, I think if we get in the 70s, 72, you know, we're going to win a lot of games because, you know, I think we made them take a lot of contested shots. I think the Wiley kid made some tough shots there at the end to kind of improve his you know, score. And then, you know, they had the number 15, Michael Jackson. He's a player, and he's averaging right around 20 a game. And
the Turner kid was tough, too.
Yeah, you know, they've got players and athletes. And, you know, the freshman kid, number two, is, you know, we got him a little foul trouble at the beginning. But you can see Thornwood's coming back around. You know, I know they were a little under 500 last year. They're one game over 500, I think, now. And you know, with their freshman class, he's talking about how good they're going to be again. And they've got some scary athletes for sure over there.
Well, you guys shot the ball better today. I had it at 55%. And from the free throw line, I mean, coaches have been trying to figure this out forever. You know, the whole team kind of collectively went in the tank at the line against Sterling the other night. And then today, hardly anybody missed. In fact, nobody missed one, I don't think, in the second half.
Well, I think, you know, we had long before practice yesterday. We had a long talk. I wasn't very happy after the last game, and they weren't very happy. I still wasn't happy when I got to the gym yesterday. And we just wanted to get back to being the confident, aggressive team that we saw against the UTs and the Rock Islands of the world. And when we're aggressive and confident, we think we can play with anybody. And you know, we don't play. I didn't think the first two games of the tournament we played quite as hard as we're capable of and as smart as we're capable of. And we got back to that today.
Well, you got back to getting Caleb Weaver in the offensive flow of things. He really struggled the first two games of this tournament, but this looked like the Caleb we've seen most of the year.
Yeah, you know, Caleb, he doesn't have a ton of post moves, but the ones he has, you know, he's pretty good at finishing, and he did a nice job of finishing today. He didn't miss a couple that I'm sure that he'd like to have made it there at the beginning, but, you know, he kept fighting around the ball, and you know, it helped us. They played right behind Caleb in the post, and sometimes for some post players, that's tough for them to figure out because they got to shoot over a longer guy, but Caleb actually is better when they play him behind the post because he's got, you know, a pretty good spin move either way, and he utilized them tonight.
As a coach, do you like playing a game like this against the Thornwood team that really put a lot of pressure on your guards? It was a nice test for our guards to you know, to watch their passes in the passing lanes. And I guess even filling it down low, everybody on the court really got a lot of pressure today and responded pretty well.
Yeah, you know, we're going to see a lot more pressure. I think, you know, I think if you watch the Sterling game, it's no secret that if you get physical at that juncture, we didn't handle it very well. And we had a team that there's we're not gonna play anybody more physical than Thornwood on the ball pressure, and I thought we did a nice job of handling. I don't know how many turnovers we ended up with, but it sure wasn't 27 like the other night.
So
we can handle that.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on a good win. I think the main point you made was just get the confidence back, and the kids seem to have it here today, and that's got to help you going into that 5 o'clock game with U-High.
Yeah. You know, we didn't want to play Rock Island. We didn't want to play U-High, and that was our worry coming in here because we know we're gonna see those teams in the regional. So it's nice. Nice for us to be able to play somebody different and another different style. We get another chance to go against the zone tonight and see how much we've improved against that. And you know, I think our young guards are starting to figure some things out, and it's an exciting time right now.
All right, very good. Thanks for stopping by. See you later.
Thank you.
All right, Mike Reynolds on the post game here as the Silver Streaks win at 72-58. We'll bring Mike Perry back in here. And Mike, shall we take a break?
Let's total up some more numbers and come back with you guys talked about free throws. What are very impressive free throw totals after a rough stretch of 18 of 39. Much better today. Go through the individual numbers next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guaranteed level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Pratty Insurance, today.
Results speak for themselves. The legal team of Goldfein and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, get the best representation available. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfein and Bowles. Goldfein and Bowles, experience that wins.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
Streaks the winner 72-58 against Thornwood, and it snaps a two-game losing streak for Galesburg. They move to 6-5 overall. Thornwood, we have them at 5-5, and they'll go on to take on Alleman at 3:30. And then after that game, it'll be Galesburg playing U-High, a rematch of a game last season in which Galesburg, boy, should have got that game, and they'll get a chance for some revenge in this one. And after playing like they did in that game, the type of game they certainly like to play, it would be nice to see them take U-High apart early on. Free throws were outstanding. After a 7 of 12 first half, Galesburg 15 of 15 of his second half, 22 of 27 overall. Just outstanding, especially in the second half when they really needed it. And answering that Thornwood run when they got the game to within 3 at 37-34, a 10-0 run, or basically a 13-point game. Galesburg outscored by 10 to get the Thornwood club back within 3, and then Galesburg took off from there and scored at will, really. Took a 49-38 lead into the fourth quarter and outscored Thornwood 23-20 in the quarter. Thornwood just 2 of 5 from the line. So Galesburg averaging about 28 free throw attempts a game. They do that here. 27 in this one. 4 threes in the game for Thornwood. Galesburg hit 3 and excellent balance. 4 guys in double figures. Dalton Davis 19 points, 17 points for Caleb Weaver, 13 points for Victor Davis, and 11 for Tanner Libby. And then Brandon Thompson, a key role off the bench with 5, 2 apiece for Pierce Ferguson and Brian Garnett. 3 points out of Joe Mangieri, 8 rebounds for Caleb Weaver to lead the way. And 2 double-figure scorers for Thornwood, Arthur Wiley with 22 at 13 of the second half, 13 points for Nashe Turner to go along with 7 rebounds. Their leading rebounder was Marvin Smith with 8, 5 points for Darrell Combs, their freshman guard, 7 for Michael Jackson. So 13 points under his season average, 5 points for Marvin Smith, 4 for Lorenzo Martin, and 2 for Cortland Cofield to account for Thornwood's 58 points in the game. And again, Galesburg, a season high in points in this one. Had 71 in the win against Dunlap, 71 in the win against Alleman, and 72 here today. So that helps. Nice to see Galesburg break out offensively going into a game where there probably won't be a lot of points scored against U-High. So that's the end of the individual numbers. We have to pick Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and it's games like this where that's a fun job to do. Last game wasn't so fun, especially when you lose to the buzzer. And against Sterling, it was equally hard when Galesburg really was out of the ball game after halftime. But pretty good debate we could stir up here with a lot of guys contributing in the win. Again, Galesburg, a 14-point victory over Thornwood. Back with the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. You call, who can you trust to make your car look like new?
where there's only one name you need to know. There's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stubborn and proud of it. Yeah, that's my grandma. Even though she uses a walker, nothing slows her down. But, well, I worry about her driving in bad weather, slick roads, and poor visibility. What if something happened? But with Handy Van, she can go to the store, her doctors, even out to lunch, and feel a lot better.
Curbside transportation for anyone in Galesburg with a disability that affects their mobility. That's Handy Van. I am Joanne Harris. Handy Van is on the go for you.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Treat the winner. Straight up 12 o'clock on WGIL 7258. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You got a lot of guys to pick from. Got one guy who struggled coming into this game with points at 2 a game in the tournament and a 17-point output. Dalton Davis coming in, averaging 7 a game in the tournament, a 19-point output, and Tanner Libby averaging 4.5 a game in the tournament with an 11-point output. Victor Davis, who's played very well the first two games of the tournament, continued that role.
Yeah. Part of me is saying, well, Victor played especially so strong there in the third quarter when South Holland Thornwood was making its run, and Victor was down here matching him and holding them at bay, so that was the key part of the game. Dalton Davis, we've got to give a nod to because he handled the ball very well against a lot of full court pressure from Thornwood today. Hit a ton of free throws down the stretch, picked up a lot of points late, and in fact was the leading scorer for the game. But we'll go with Caleb Weaver today. He was the Caleb Weaver of old. After two bad games here to start off the tournament, he was strong in the paint, asserted himself, and made most of his free throws as well. And held things down inside on a day where, yes, the Streaks had opportunities to score in the paint. So we'll go with Caleb Weaver because for the Streaks to succeed, we need him as well as Victor Davis inside to be able to give us those points, and he did today.
Caleb, 7 of 7 from the free throw line of his second half. He went 2 of 4 in the first half, so you go 9 of 11 from the line, 17 points, 8 rebounds, and an outstanding effort for Caleb Weaver. Hope to see more of that throughout the rest of the season, and even in the next game, of course, against U-High. U-High 2-10, Galesburg 6-5, back at it at 5 o'clock from this very location. Silver Streaks girls basketball coming up at 1 o'clock today. The Streaks taking on Bloomington at Normal Community High School. The winner moves on to play tomorrow at noon for 5th place, and the loser of that game will play again, 9 o'clock tonight at Bloomington Central Catholic. So good luck to the Streaks girls, and hopefully they can pick up a win and not have to go out there for a 9 o'clock game with a loss. So they'll play Bloomington a little bit later on. We'll have the broadcast about 40 minutes from now here on WGIL. Good news for the boys. The win, 72-58 over Thornwood. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Thanks for all the studio engineering back at the station, and thanks for tuning in. Hope you'll join us again later on today, 5 o'clock, 4:40 broadcast, as Galesburg takes on U-High. Goodbye for now from the State Farm Holiday Classic.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. The choice for local news.
WGIL. Galesburg Radio 14.
Local news now.
The governor's history with Galesburg. Good afternoon, I'm Will Stevenson. It's 42 degrees at 12:04 in downtown Galesburg. Indicted Governor Rob Blagojevich has long preferred making policy speeches and campaign appearances close to home over downstate Illinois, but that doesn't mean he's never been here. By our count, between his candidacy for his first term as governor and his last appearance last year, the governor's only been here 3 times and made an announcement connected to Galesburg 1 other time.